بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث 166 from this blessed book of عمدة الأحكام. And who will read it for us? The brother there.
Aisha radiallahu anha reported, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ill, some of his wives made a mention of the church which they had seen in Abyssinia, which was called Maria. Umm Habiba and Umm Salma, who migrated to Abyssinia, mentioned how beautiful it was and its images. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his head and said, when a pious person amongst them, amongst the religious groups, dies, they would build a place of worship on his grave and then decorate it with such pictures. They would be the worst of creatures in the sight of Allah.
Now in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ill. He was sick. He was in pain and agony. Yet when he heard what Habiba and Salama, because Salma is different than Salama. Salama is a man's name. Do you remember Salama ibn al-Akwa'? And Salma is a female's name. So, though the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was in pain, he commented on what his wives said. What did they say? They were talking and discussing a church by the name of Church of Mary. They've seen in Abyssinia when they migrated there before migrating back to Medina. And they said, while mentioning it, that they were so beautiful statues. There were a lot of sculptures there and drawings and colorful. And this is a fact. If you visit churches, they are well taken care of. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to them, though he was tired and though he was sick, he raised his hand and said, these are the worst of creatures at the sight of Allah. Why? He said, because when a righteous person dies, they build and they make these sculptures, they make these statues to commemorate him, and this is not permitted in Islam nor in other religions. Now, from this hadith, we may think about a number of issues. For example, number one, what's the ruling on visiting churches? Scholars differed. Some say that it is completely prohibited. Why? They said that Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, when he went to Jerusalem, to Palestine, he was invited by one of their dignitaries to come and have lunch. And he refused. And he justified his refusal by the presence of these sculptures and statues in your church. And we know that the angels do not enter a place where it has statues and sculptures. Some scholars say, no, it is completely permissible. Why? They said because in the same hadith of Umar, he instructed Ali ibn Abi Talib and his companions to go and have lunch. He himself, he did not go. And when Ali went in and ate and looked at the sculptures, he said, nothing would have had happened if Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, came. Meaning that I don't see anything that prevents him from coming in. And they also said, Salama and Habiba went into the church and the Prophet did not, what? Did not tell them, how dare you go to the church? So this means that going to the church is permissible, yet it is highly not recommended. Especially if this adds value to the non-Muslims by saying that, look how great we are, even the Muslims are coming. So this is not permissible. And I personally think and believe that, especially for those who are not strong in their religion, those who are strong, it's okay, like Habiba and Salama. But those who are young and they don't have strong iman, I highly recommend that they do not go at all. Why? Unfortunately, people are deceived by what they see. So if someone, especially the youngsters, if I take my children, 16, 17 of age, not a lot of knowledge, and I take them to a church, and they enter the church, so quiet, so clean, nice chairs, beautiful pictures and beautiful sculptures and statues, and the windows are all colorful. I look at the priest, mashallah, beautiful suit, nice tie, well shaven. When he speaks, mashallah, he speaks in a very eloquent manner, nice and calm voice, not like Sheikh Asim, fear Allah, you have to do this, you have to do that. And everything looks nice. Not few, people with less iman, less knowledge would be deceived. Now, I don't have to go to the other direction and telling you that there is no comparison with what you see. Because even with the colorful colors and the sculptures and the drawings and the crosses, how many attend the church and how many attend the mosque? Not only that, don't be deceived by the outer look. The Muslims perform ghusl, which is total bath, before they go to Friday. They perform wudu, ablution. They are obliged, whenever they answer the call of nature, to wash and wipe and clean their private parts. So it's a whole different game. And look at the interior and the inside of those who do not believe that they have to wash. And that is why they urinate and defecate without even cleaning themselves. From the interior, it is awful. The exterior may look okay, like any other person who takes care of the outer flesh and shell, neglecting what's inside. And raising the voice in the khutbah is part of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Having a miswak, putting your trousers or your thobe to the middle of your leg, this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But those who do not have knowledge, those who are ignorant, those who have less iman, they can be deceived. Some churches have musical instruments, right? Sheikh Yusuf Istis, before coming to Islam, he used to sell musical instruments. To who? To churches. They worship Allah by singing and dancing. Our youngsters say, wow, why don't we have something like that? Well, because our Islam is the religion of Allah. You cannot worship Allah by such things. That is why it is not recommended at all to go to churches. Okay, what about the ruling on addressing them if they ask us to go and deliver a speech or a lecture introducing Islam? Well, it depends on from one place to the other. If you know that you will be giving a platform to make da'wah to Allah Azza wa Jal, this is permissible, inshallah, and we hope that this may help people understand Islam more. Among the things that we would like to also discuss is the ruling on having sculptures or statues. It is completely forbidden to have in your house a statue or a sculpture. Have it be Buddha or a lion or a snake or a human being. Any statue of a living creature is completely prohibited. And so many times I go into people's houses and I find crystal ornaments or part of decoration in the guest room. You know, a dolphin or a camel made of crystals, very expensive, very nice looking. These are statues that prevent angels from entering your house. The only excuse that you are allowed to have is toys for children. So it is permissible to have dolls for girls, not for boys. Dolls are for girls. And some scholars say even young boys, 3 or 4 years, you may bring them a toy to play with, because this for children is permissible. These toys are only to be used by children, by girls who did not reach the age of puberty. Do we have any questions? Yes, brother.
You said that dolls are allowed before the age of puberty for girls. What type of dolls? Looks like animals, bear, dog, or the, looks like human beings, small dolls.
That's a good question. The brother is asking, is there any specific ruling on having these dolls for children that did not reach the age of puberty?
Barbie doll.
Can it be humans, like humans, or can they be animals or not? This is what we'll find after the break. So stay tuned.